This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome again for another podcast. I believe you are fine and well. The Lord continue to preserve us in the name of Jesus. As the days are fast approaching, you know, we are in the perilous times. But let's be encouraged that the Lord will fight for us and we will hold our peace. Just some days ago, I was listening to one of my podcasts, "You Shall Come to Pass." And the question dropped in my spirit. Why the delay? Why? And I've been pondering on that since, for the past 3 days. Why this delay? Between the promise and the manifestation, why this delay? Between the promise and manifestation, there's a period of waiting. Some wait a short while, but some wait for decades. What could be responsible? Is it that God is slack? Did he forget that he made a promise to us? I don't think so. I'm of the opinion that the delay may be because of different reasons. First of all, now let's look at the story of Daniel. He got answers to the request he made from God the moment he asked. According to Daniel chapter 10, from verse 12 to 13, when Daniel prayed and asked from God, this was the reply. Then said he unto me, Daniel, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to chasten thyself, to humble thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. You can read up the full passage. From this passage, it is clear that one of the reasons why one experiences delay is the obstacle from the spiritual realm, the obstruction from spiritual forces, spiritual obstacles. So we should not be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. We should not be ignorant that when we pray, the devil tries to withstand it. And so, we must keep praying. His persistence in prayer made, God put systems in place to ensure that the angels fought through to get his miracle, to get his answers to him. The prince of Persia withstood the answer to Daniel's prayer. But God ultimately won the victory. It took him 21 days to receive what had been released immediately he prayed. 21 days. Praise the Lord. Some positions that one must occupy in life require experience. Leadership is not for babies, but for men and women who have been tried and proven to be ready to occupy such high and lofty position. I believe Joseph falls into the category. All the phases he went through were important for his refinement, quality purification process for him. A purification process for the palace. What we call delay at times is the school we must pass, to stardom, because the way to the top is down. For a tree to really go tall, like the palm tree, the root must be really, really deep down in the earth. Otherwise, it stands the chance of falling at every wind that blows. Praise the Lord. So for Joseph, it was the position he was going to occupy. God promised him as a teenager, he wouldn't have occupied that position at that age. It was just a promise. But it manifested at the age of 30. And so it took about 17 years to prepare him. Or 13 years to prepare him. So, it was a preparation period. And at the end of the day, Joseph came to a point of prominence. Praise the Lord. And at the end of the day also, his brothers came to bow down to him. It's a matter of time and process. Abraham had Ishmael when he was 86, when he had Ishmael, and was by 100 years when he had Isaac. Remember, he got the promise when he was 75 years. That's about 25 years before Isaac appeared. Isn't it possible that Isaac could have been born earlier had he not fainted along the way? Isn't it possible that Isaac could have been born that same year Ishmael was born? Praise the Lord. Because at times when we miss it, we have to go back and start the school again. I do tell people, when God is taking you through the school, just align, so that you go through the school quickly. But whenever we resist, whenever we come up with our own agenda, God withdraws and just watches us do what we want to do. Human factors can prolong our days of waiting, just like it did for Abraham. That's my summation. Human factors can prolong our days of waiting. God asked Noah to build an ark for him. The ark could have been built earlier, but he chose to build it in 100 years. So, from the time Noah started telling the people, there's going to be a flood, God is going to destroy the earth with water, you know, to the time the rain finally came, the 40 days and 40 night rain finally came, it was by 100 years. And imagine the names they must have called him. Oh boy, you are still building. The rain never come on. Where is the rain? Where is the flood? It took him 100 years to be prepared for the verdict of God. Most times God is unable to move or bring to manifestation his promises for man because man is not ready or prepared. If Noah was ready earlier, the flood would have also come earlier. Praise the Lord. If he was ready in 10 years, the flood would have come that 10th year. If he was ready in 2 years. So, you know, the level of preparedness determines the manifestation of the promise. God may have promised us, but if we are not prepared, he will wait until there is preparation on ground to receive the blessings. Zachariah was said to be troubled and afraid when the angel appeared to him. Why? I thought that it was a priest, and as a priest, he was, you know, expecting, he was seeing angels constantly. I was expecting that as a priest, seeing angels would be a common occurrence. Or is there more to these than meet the eyes? Okay, now listen to my opinion. Correct or not, I think Zacharias had such visit before, but he threw doubt and unbelief must have messed it up. Yes, he doubted again in Luke chapter 1, verse 18, when he asked the angel for proof. He said, am I sure that what you are saying will come to pass? But this time around, God was set to fulfill his promise to Zacharias that none shall be barren in the land. So to achieve it, he made Zacharias dumb so that he would not use his mouth to abort the pregnancy. And moreover, God needed John to announce Jesus, who was, by the way, about to be manifested. So it was time for God to fulfill his promise. Praise the Lord. So, doubt and unbelief can prolong our waiting period. When we doubt God, when we act in unbelief, the days will be prolonged. Praise the Lord. Lastly, Habakkuk 2:3 says that the vision is for an appointed time and it will not tarry longer than that appointed time. So if the solution is taking long, note that it will manifest on the appointed day. In closing, I once listened to a very interesting illustration. A man went to a restaurant, placed his order, and went to sit and wait. After him came some other people. They too placed their orders and took their seats. Few minutes passed, and all those that came, after him were called to pick their orders. The man in annoyance went back to the counter, challenging them, accusing them of being partial and for not taking his order serious. The response of the chef was "It for me." And what did he say? The chef simply said, "Sir, your order is being worked on, but it's a complex dish that takes time that you ordered for. But those after you ordered for simple dishes that couldn't, that could be prepared in a jiffy, their orders wouldn't take much time. So please exercise more patience. Exercise patience for the meal to be ready. Because if we go at your pace, we will bring you an unfinished meal, not well cooked. So please, hold on. Hold on." And so the man had to go back to his seat. So the period between the promise and the manifestation is just like the gestation period of animals. The bigger the animal, the longer it takes. For an elephant, it takes 617 to 645 days. That's the gestation period for an elephant. It takes 617 to 645 days. The gestation period of a goat, 150 days. Of a dog, 58 to 65 days. Horses take about 330 to 342 days. The mighty whale takes about 480 to 590 days. Man takes 266 days. Rat takes 21 to 23 days. You see that the smaller the animal, the shorter their gestation period. And that's how they also die. The quicker they pass on to. So the bigger the animal, the longer the period of gestation. So be encouraged. It will come big. Just say to yourself, if you are facing delay, it will come big. That is the reason for the delay. It will come big. That is the reason for the delay. If you look critically, you will admit that children of promise took longer time to manifest. But their arrival was eroded. They arrived to solve problems, not like any other child or any other seed, Hannah's son, Samuel. Up to today, we still read about him. What were Peninnah's children's name? I can't remember. I can't remember. She had plenty kids, but I can't remember anything about them. But Samuel was a prophet. Praise the Lord. So the period is long. Don't worry. Relax. It will come to pass. Praise the Lord. But if there are things we must put in place to ensure that it doesn't linger longer, like, you know, getting rid of doubt and unbelief, like leaving God to do what he's about to do without standing on his way, I believe we should do that. Take away doubt, take away unbelief. Stay out of the way and let God do what he knows how to do. Trust the process and be patient while going through the process. The Lord bless us in the name of Jesus. If you are listening to this podcast, you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, I want you to just decide now to say, Jesus, come into my life. So pray this after me. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Forgive me all my sins. From today, I want to live for you and you alone. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me and for accepting me in Jesus' name. Congratulations. Find a Bible-believing church and attend. Read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to grow. Bless you. All right. It's time to sign out. See you again for another podcast. I remain your host, Amie Mostukura. I love you. I love you. Bye-bye.